This is the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line, presented by Daiwa. Feel alive.
Well, welcome to the Three Rivers Marine Tech Line. We're coming to you live and remote this morning from Port Townsend, site of the 2013 Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby out here, the Ironman three-day event here, President's Day weekend. Starting to blow a little bit. I'm looking at the flag across the street from the harborside in here, and it's not blowing hard, but this is going to be a great trolling type weekend. I mean, that wind starts blowing. It's difficult to mooch. It's difficult to jig. Okay,
we'll get a little taste of Ironman at least today, and then it's supposed to lay down the next couple of days here. But I tell you what, there's going to be a lot of flashers going in the water here the next 3 days, Nelson. And of course, no one knows the whole array of flashers more than you do. I mean, we've always had. You know, back in the day, you had your Abenels and you had your Ford Fenders and you had your hotspot, but you didn't have the selection that we have now.
That's true.
With the popularity of saltwater fishing here in the Puget Sound off the coast, it has blown up here the last 10 years. And let's face it, fishing, it actually might have gotten better here. I hate to say it,
but I think it has.
It's gotten better here in Washington. And boy, a lot of people are buying boats, they're getting out on the water. And we really need to break down all the different flashers, you know, the solid ties, the breakaways, the Dodgers, the Abenel style flashers, the different finishes, and where they might work, where they might not work. So why don't you start out with this? Because I know you have dreams about this at night.
Well, you talk about being a little bit new to coming into this. And of course, Robbie Tobeck, our former partner, former Seattle Seahawk and buddy. Did you ever tell you about the first time he used a flasher? He put one on backwards. You know,
he could figure out the backwards on
the front. You know, that's our good buddy Robbie. But no, all this attraction technology, it all really started with commercial fishermen. Okay, and so what was available back there was strips of stainless or plated brass, right? And so most of the flashers you see out there are plated brass, and so you know, the old school Abenel flasher still available these days also called a kelp cutter.
Yeah.
Kind of a secret handshake amongst a lot of commercial fishermen, a lot of Southeast Alaska guys.
I'll tell you what, my number one guy in Southeast, that's when we're trolling, which isn't very often, but when he's trolling, he's running a big Abenel, puts a wicked bend in it, and a lot of the locals up there in the Craig area, Prince Wales Island, that's all they run. They don't run anything else. It's just a big Ford Fender, big Abenel. But let's talk about, you know, you go to Sport Co., you go to O&E Outdoor Emporium, and you look at all the selection of flashers, you're going to find a lot of plastic and a lot of solid ties. Talk about the different finishes. What are some of your go-to solid tie flashers, and what kind of finishes are you going to be looking at in the old school?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. The plastic was the next kind of generation in this, because if you're running a piece of metal in salt water, you're going to have corrosion issues. So here comes plastic flashers. They all basically originated with Okai and hotspots, right? And then they're all kind of offshoots of that. They give your gear a great action. But yeah, I do have a couple finishes that my current favorite is one Ken Pinnell makes. He calls it Nelly's Jelly Belly, and it's just chartreuse with a red stripe on it. Okay, now that's a release flasher. They have a little more subtle action than a solid tie. Sometimes if the fish are slow to snap, sometimes I will switch back and forth between a release flasher and a solid.
They all look the same, but the Q-Coves do have a little softer action to them. Sometimes the hot spots and some of these other coyotes have a little more whip to them. A little more action. And you're right. I mean, I talked to Nick Kester in the summertime, and he's like, no, we're just using this one only right now. And a lot of times he'll run three different flashers, and one of them will be spanking the fish. So he pretty soon figures out what the program is, and he'll go to maybe all three of a particular kind of flasher. But the Q-Coves are nice.
The Q-Coves.
They're a breakaway flasher. If you don't like fighting that flasher once you hook up, you hook up on a Q-Cove that pops that thing loose, and it'll slide all the way up to your line, and you're just fighting the fish.
And in the summertime, for these big kings, I use nothing but the Q-Coves. I just think that they're a better Chinook flasher in that they're not just absolutely so violent to whip things away. Now, for blackmouth, maybe sometimes you want to try to run a solid tie flasher, and that's fine. It just seems to have a little bit of different action, but there's certain colors you need to pay attention to, certain finishes you need to pay attention to. attention to. Okay, so you know, if you go down to Three Rivers Marine, go talk to Kent there at the tackle counter. I mean, he'll set you up with mm-hmm. the basics that you need. But you need to have a chartreuse glow flasher. You also need to have just a plain like a whitish glow, and then you need one of the red stripe. And if you stick with those three basic flashers and you know, run a rotation of those.
UV? There are a lot of UV finishes out there now too. I wasn't supposed to talk about that.
No, absolutely. and just about everyone I get these days is UV.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the portion of the light spectrum that penetrates the water column the deepest. And basically, at the depths we run these things, you know, you need to have that level of attraction. But still, in my opinion, it's not so much the color as it is the sound those things are making down there. And each individual flasher sounds different. Those metal ones really transmit the sound.
Is there a flasher that doesn't have glow or UV that you catch a lot of fish on? Is there one?
Yes.
Is there?
Yeah. Yeah. And well, the metal one, the Abenow, that'll kill.
Yeah, but I mean, in the plastic, in that 11-inch, there's kind of a standard size right now.
Yeah, I bet that Coyote flasher that's a yellowtail pattern. I doubt if that's UV at all.
That one's got the big spots in the middle of it, and it looks goofy as all get up. But we caught fish on that thing.
It fishes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fish nice. So get and. Anytime you're running flashers, we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that, look, you need to run a heavy leader between between that flasher and that gear.
At least 40 at a minimum. Most of the guys are running 50.
I'll even go to 30.
Yeah.
On fish the size we're trying to catch here. Mm-hmm. But don't go never any lighter than 30-pound test.
And fluorocarbon works pretty good in that situation there, because it's a little stiffer than mono. It gives you a little more action on the end of that thing. So.
Yeah. But the reason you need to run heavier leaders, you can get a fish to swim up alongside a flasher and shake his head, pop his head. He experiences a lot more resistance that way. You can use a flasher for leverage. If you don't have heavy leader between the flasher and your gear, you're going to pop off a fish.